COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
Howdy, folks. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Massachusetts, the heartland of America. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Radio Public, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at underscore I am Cannabis Sativa, on Twitter at ICSativaPod.
Shenanigans,
people. So, the premier of Victoria in Australia believes he knows better than his own constituents. Don't you dare do that sticky icky. Don't you dare get uppity ideas of legalizing the plant and what people do with said plant. Victoria, Australia ain't ready for this, don't you know? Y'all stoners are marginal people who do a marginal drug. You need to do a big boy drug like me with my beer and wine and Xanax on the side. So the Andrews government in Victoria squashes a push to legalize cannabis in Victoria in Australia. So let's read about it. So this is from theage.com.au, written by Michael Fowler and Paul Scal. A two-year Senate Parliament inquiry that was set to recommend legalizing cannabis in Victoria has been watered down after the Andrews government MPs intervened at the last minute. All those MPs that intervened at the last minute, including the Andrews government, they all need to be smoked for good. They all need to be kicked out of office for the next time there is an election. When the majority of your citizens want something, it's up to you, the politician, to deliver it. A politician is a public servant. They serve at the pleasure of the taxpayers and the voters. And if the voters want something, they got to deliver and they got to get it done. And if they're not going to get it done, they need to be smoked for good politically. Every last one. The inquiry report to be released Thursday morning now suggests the government to investigate the impacts of legalizing cannabis for adult personal use in Victoria, a marginal step that dents proponents' hopes of a shift in the state's drug policy in the foreseeable future. The inquiry considered evidence on both decriminalization and legalization of the drug before the Act's recommendations of the inquiry were drafted. Decriminalization removes criminal penalties for the possession or use of the drug, while legalization removes further barriers and can open it up to regulation. The majority of evidence from the Australian and international health and legal experts of the inquiry favor decriminalizing cannabis for personal use, including making it legal to grow a small number of plants at home. However, some experts, along with Victoria Police, oppose decriminalization, arguing cannabis use can exacerbate mental health problems, antisocial behavior, and road trauma. Jesus flipping Christ. They're reading this from Darren in Project Samuel. I'm sick of this. Oh my God, cannabis is going to make people nuts. It's going to accept. First of all, a lot of people that are like, a lot of times when people and prohibitionists say this, they don't take into account that many of these people that supposedly had mental health episodes triggered by cannabis, most of these people already had those mental health issues before they even touched the plant. It's like if someone who's an alcoholic, if they have alcoholic sort of genes and they never touch a drop of alcohol for their 90 years on the planet, were they still an alcoholic? A lot of people, in science or whatever would say yes. You know, they just never touched it. You know, again, cannabis ain't for everyone. Some people it's not going to be for, and some people it's going to cause adverse reactions to. But most of the time when people that I've sort of met or people that I've heard, you know, where it wasn't compatible with them or where they had issues, those people that I know had issues before using it. So this whole, oh my God, it's causing people to end their lives. Oh my God, it's causing people to be bipolar. Oh my God, it's causing people to hear voices. I mean, a lot of those people already had issues long before they touched it. So again, this is just Project Samuel, and this is just these politicians that never wanted this stuff legal, cherry picking results that confirm their biases and then acting off said biases. That's all it is. A framework for allowing cannabis for personal use, initially recommended by the committee chaired by the Reason Party MP Fiona Patton, would replicate the Australian Capital Territory, where people can possess and grow small amounts. They did not go as far as some parts of the US where it is sold over the counter in tax. So again, I mean, what ACT has is like what Washington, D.C. has. Due to Washington, D.C., not being its own state and sort of being a neutral sort of region, Congress gets to regulate the financial, some of the financial affairs of Washington, D.C. And I believe this representative in Maryland named Andy Harris put in the congressional budget that Washington, D.C. can't ever do adult use sales unless they're approved by Congress to do it. So you can't have adult use sales in D.C., but people, you know, will gift stickers, will charge $100 for a sticker and then give you a quarter of an ounce of cannabis as a gift. But yeah, I mean, ACT is, I guess, in a similar situation where people can, where home grow is legal and you can possess and grow in a private residence. But let's continue. When the Victorian report was in the final stages, three Labour MPs on the committee leading the inquiry used the majority power to water down the recommendations in what a fellow MP on the committee calls a galling last-minute move. All those MPs, all those three MPs, they need to be smoked for good. They need to be smoked for good politically. And again, I mean, and from what I know about Australian, like, sort of politics, like, this paragraph here, like, it's almost as if, like, the Labour Party there acts like the Democrats in the United States, where in your own party, people overwhelmingly support cannabis, but then you have a lot of turncoats. You have a lot of blue dog Democrats that are like, hell no, I'm going to vote with the Republicans on this. And they get power and then they don't use their power and they don't make the obstinate Democrats fall in line and do what the Democrats want. They don't do that. There's not the political will and there's not the pressure from leadership. And again, like, the Democrats often in the U.S. often squander their power and their opportunities. Again, from what I know about Australian politics, their Liberal Party, which is like their conservative party there, they've had power for a long time. And it's because, you know, the economy is still good, according to friends of the show in Australia. The economy is still good. And the Labour Party does not run the best candidates as well too. That doesn't help their plight too, from what I've heard people in Australia say. But again, you can correct me in the comments if I'm wrong here. But I mean, it seems like the Labour Party there acts like our Democrats. They just like their policies are more popular, yet, you know, they let their conservative members prevent them from doing what their voters want. Oh my goodness. Oh my Lanta. I find it galling that you could sit in an inquiry for a year, Fiona could do all that hard work, then the government can simply come over the top and change the recommendations before they are made public, said the MP, who spoke anonymously because members of parliament are prohibited from discussing reports before they are tabled. All members of the committee, including Labour MP Dr. Thien Q, Sheena Watt, and Kashulaya Vaglia, were involved in drafting the initial recommendations before the ALP members voted to water them down for the final report. Among the Act's recommendations was all people with a minor cannabis conviction should have it removed from their criminal record. Jesus Christ, these politicians that gutted it, that is very, very disgusting and wretched. Oh, well, drug war victims should not have committed that cannabis crime. Maybe they wouldn't have their record. No attempt to make these people whole, while millions of corporations already, as we speak, are making money off medical marijuana in Australia. Millions of Australian dollars are made off medical marijuana. Yet these mofos don't want the people that have convictions to have their records cleared. Again, all these people need to be smoked for good. Every single one need to be smoked for good. Liberal MP Georgie Crozier was on the committee, but an opponent of legalization. In a move indicative of a resistance to significant changes on cannabis policy, the government chose to alter the report before it was released. The decision means that the Andrews government will avoid coming under pressure to pass legislation enacting the recommendation, which may have prompted opposition from sections of the community before next November's election. In next November's election, all these people that struck this down, including the premier of Victoria, they all need to be smoked for good. Remember this. You are going to lose your job being against cannabis. You are going to lose political office. You are going to not get reelected. This marginal issue cared for by marginal people will cost you your political career. Let me say that again. This marginal issue that marginal people supposedly care about is going to whole arse lose your flipping career. You're going to lose your flipping career over being against the plan and the people that use it. All right, but let's continue. Several of the Andrews government social reforms, including legalizing voluntary assisted dying and establishing a spent convictions scheme, were enacted after parliamentary committees investigated the policies and recommended changes. A Victorian government spokeswoman told The Age that our focus is on fighting the pandemic and creating jobs. And legalizing this would create jobs. And there have been articles written that have said that cannabis can help with COVID symptoms as well, too. Or, yeah, it can help with COVID symptoms. So, again, this would help the pandemic and this would create jobs. We have no plans to legalize cannabis. Again, this lady, she needs to be smoked for good. Because under here it's saying that she was fighting for legalization and the people that like the plant and use it. But this person over here that said our focus is on fighting the pandemic and creating jobs, that person, they got to be smoked for good with all these other mofos that struck this down. But this lady that's been advocating for the plant, kudos to her, of course. We'll continue to invest in reducing drug-related harms and supporting Victorians affected by drug use, and will consider the recommendations in that context, she said. Ms. Patton, in her comments accompanying the final report, said the overwhelming majority of stakeholders supported the need for cannabis law reform. Quote, time and time again, the committee heard that the current criminalization approach to cannabis in Victoria is not addressing problematic use of cannabis and is in fact contributing to the harms experienced by vulnerable groups. Ms. Patton said the inquiry was established in 2019 to investigate how to prevent the harms of cannabis and to keep it out of the hands of young people and criminals. It heard about 29% of young Victorians use cannabis, more than those that use tobacco. That's good. I really don't want to go back to restaurants where you have to smell cigarette smoke. Like, again, I'm not a prude by any sense, but I try not to put that stuff in my body. And back in those days where people were allowed to smoke in restaurants, you would smell like an ashtray when you would leave the restaurant. Even if you went to the non-smoking section, a little bit of your clothes would smell like it to a degree, or a lot, depending on where you were in the restaurant. But I'm glad we don't live in those times anymore. Like, again, people 25 and under don't really remember that, but there used to be a time in the U.S. where you can smoke in restaurants. I think up until like the 1980s, you used to be able to smoke on planes. So, I mean, it's good that people are using cannabis instead of tobacco. For sure it is. Evidence suggested benefits of legalization would keep young and vulnerable people out of the criminal justice system, preventing them from becoming involved with criminals and improving education and treatment by removing the stigma around cannabis. Estimates prepared by state parliament suggested Victoria would save $725 million over 10 years due to a reduction in justice and police costs. Taking it a step further and legalizing cannabis for over-the-counter sale, taxed at a rate of 30%, would net the state $835 million over a decade. Dang, son, that's a lot of Benjamins. But all these politicians that hate the plan and hate the people that use the plan are going to go against their voters, and they're going to listen to law enforcement. They're going to listen to their dumb biases. And this act of treason that all these politicians committed, they're going to be smoked for good next November. That's what's going to happen. And that's what deserves to happen to these folks. Victoria Police Assistant Commissioner Glenn Weir told the inquiry in June that significant harm was caused by use, cultivation, and trafficking in cannabis. This harm is particularly prevalent among young people and can manifest in mental health problems, unemployment, education problems, association with antisocial peers, engagement in criminal offending. Okay, how do we know that these people, how do we know that you're saying unemployment? So it's probably because a lot of jobs drug test and they can't get work because they're using this as a medicine. And they can't afford to get an Australian medical certification or to get approved by the TGA or whatever that is. They don't have the money to do it, so they self-medicate. Again, it's probably due to lots of drug testing and them being otherwise qualified, but they test dirty, so no job. So this whole, oh, it's causing, no, it isn't. It's the you testing them that's causing the unemployment. Education problems, association with antisocial peers. Again, you're having people, again, this isn't for everyone. If people are having are doing this and having problems, it's because they were already pre-wired and preordained to be that way. You know, it's just Canvas triggered it within them earlier. You know, it's like I said earlier, if someone who grew up in an alcoholic family never touches alcohol, are they still an alcoholic? Yeah, they are, because it's in their genetics and stuff, but they chose to make the choice to not touch and not associate with it. He said, adding cannabis was detected in the body by one of five dead road deaths in 2020. Yeah, but you don't know if they were... Cannabis stays in your blood. No, it stays in your urine. It stays in your fat cells. It stays in your body for weeks, if not months. They could have smoked 2 weeks ago and have been sober during that accident. Again, it's what you have to see the game that these cop unions are playing, and the way that they play with statistics and stuff, and the way that they manipulate statistics to keep their grift going of busting people for possessing and growing and so on and so forth, to keep their overtime money flowing. That's what they're doing. They're playing with the numbers so they continue to make money off busting people, and they can continue to get sweet, sweet overtime. Mr. Weir said police were closely watching research for overseas jurisdictions, including Canada and 19 states in the U.S. that have legalized marijuana in the past 5 years. I live in one of those states. None of these problems that this guy is saying has ever come to pass. This is just alarmist BS, and people cherry picking certain news stories and certain statistics and then suiting it to their own agendas. That's all that is. Our observation of these experiences overseas tells us it is really hard once you go down a certain path to put the genie back in the bottle. They haven't put the genie back in the bottle because there hasn't really been issues with people doing it. That's why they haven't put the genie back in the bottle. And in fact, Colorado bumped up their possession limits for people over 21. So instead of you being able to possess an ounce while going out and about, you can possess 2 ounces, to my knowledge now. If this was such an unmitigated disaster, you would think Colorado and Washington would have made it illegal again after almost 10 years, but they have not done that yet. And I don't hear any news or any wind of people wanting to do that, or politicians wanting to do that. If this was so bad, they would reverse it. In an example of health experts' evidence in favor of decriminalization, Professor Tom Decourt, director of the Institute of Social Drug Research in Belgium's Ghent University, said, "This whole debate is not about whether or not cannabis does contain risks, but it's about a better strategy to fight the phenomenon and to get a better grip and more control over the phenomenon." He said that the prohibition of cannabis had not significantly decreased use or the associated harms in most societies. It's not effective, it's not working, and that is why regulation of the phenomena seems to be a better strategy in combating and struggling in waging a war on cannabis use, said Professor Decourt said. The Australian Lawyers Alliance, which is comprised of 1,500 members, called the current policy clearly ineffective, serving to criminalize drug users rather than facilitate their treatment. The criminal justice system carries a major burden of drug policy in Australia, .. And as a result, significantly more public resources are expended on criminal law enforcement as opposed to health or treatment, it wrote in its submission. Possession of cannabis has been decriminalized in South Australia, Northern Territory, and the ACT for nearly 30 years. The ACT's Labor government passed laws in 2020 allowing adults to grow and possess small amounts for personal use. Again, you guys have to keep grinding at it in these regions. When the left coast in the United States legalized, they had decriminalized cannabis for close to 3 decades. They had cannabis like Colorado, Washington, Oregon, California, Maine, they all had cannabis decriminalized since the 1970s before they voted on it last decade. So you guys have the numbers, you got the support. You just have to keep getting these lawmakers to do what the people want. Because the support is there, the data is there to show that criminalizing it does not work. The evidence is already there. The 17 recommendations of the final Victorian report suggested the caution system for those under 18 who commit low-level cannabis offenses, currently a discretionary policy for police, instead become legally mandatory. It also recommended a review of school-based drug education. Victorian Crossbench MP David Limbrick from the Liberal Democrats said he attended almost every meeting and hearing of the cannabis inquiry and was very disappointed with the outcome. Quote, I'm not happy with the report and have submitted my own minority report that will be released on Thursday, he said. I support the full legalization of cannabis. I think the evidence presented to the inquiry was crystal clear that the legalization presents a golden opportunity to undermine organized crime in the state. Dr. Q declined to comment. End of article. All of these politicians, the tabled in and watered down the recommendations towards legalization. There needs to be note taken of all these mofos, and all of them have to have their careers ruined over this. They all need to be smoked for good for their prohibitionist mindsets, for hating the plant and hating the people that use the plant. And I would bet you money that most of these people, despite them hating the plant, they go home to their flats, they go home to their flipping houses, they guzzle their beer and wine, they pop some Xanax as a treat, and then they snub their noses at you for using the plant instead. I would bet money most of these politicians are like that. Most of the adults that were tasked with teaching us, that were tasked with guiding us when we were young, they have that mindset too. And the politicians that I grew up seeing as a kid, same mindset. I did it a time or two when it was in Oxford. I didn't like it, and I never did it again. And then Obama saying that when he was young, he inhaled frequently. That was the point. And then when he got inaugurated, he was like, oh, it's time to give up childish things. And then when he was asked about legalization in 2009, he laughed. He literally laughed about it and called it a ridiculous idea on how to grow the economy. Every politician, every elder politician, my whole life has been this way. This is a childish drug. Oh, I did it a time or two, but I became a real adult and I stopped doing it. This whole, like, adults our whole life have stigmatized the heck out of this drug. And it's very, very frustrating to see them still in power doing the same things that they've been doing since I was a child. Same stuff, the same bag of flipping tricks. And in some cases, even when states legalize, they slow roll legalization. They take their time appointing people. They appoint people that have the same anti-cannabis biases that they do. They slow roll implementation, so there's not enough stores that open up. They don't open up places for people to use. They do a whole bunch of things. Or like our governor again in 5 years ago when we voted to legalize, he told us to not do it. And when the pandemic started last year, he shut down all the adult use stores in Massachusetts. And his bogus excuse was, oh, I don't want New Yorkers, another state that has a high COVID rate. I don't want to have too many out-of-state people coming and infecting people in Massachusetts. Dude, I know your game. I'm calling your bluff. I gotta call your bluff again like I did then. That's not the reason. The reason is that you don't like the plant and you don't like the people that use the plant. And your personal preference is that alcohol is better for society and alcohol drinking is better for society. And you wanted to continue to punish the voters for voting against your wishes. You wanted to continue to have passive aggressive revenge by saying, oh, now I have an excuse to close down the stores I never wanted to open to begin with. I'll just say I'm doing it for their own safety. This is why most people don't flipping touch politicians. This is why most people don't flipping vote. But again, enough for me. I don't want to keep this episode too long. As always, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at @IamCannabisSativa and on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.